Don't take it so seriously. Lighten up. Trust the mystery. Lighten up. It doesn't matter anyway. Just enjoy your life. Get out of your way. Lighten up.
Welcome to Lighten Up with Bonnie Wirth on Empower Radio, an inspirational hour of conversation and interviews to help you shift perspective and create balance between being spiritual and human. Now here's your host, Bonnie Wirth, on Empower Radio.
Hello and happy, beautiful day, sweet friends. Every time I hear my theme song, I literally want to come on singing, and I just might surprise you with that one day because I get really into the groove of it. I'm so glad that you were able to join in on the show today, to tune in. You know, we're talking about this whole world of mediumship, and today's show is about taking the woo-woo out of everything and really moving it into what is almost like a new wave of mediumship, or what we could say is the understanding what is the new norm within our realities and life, involved within these gifts and talents and abilities. I think the biggest thing right now and the importance of this show today has to do with the fact that we are at the end of January. Like, it's crazy to me that it's the 25th of January. We are into this first full month almost of 2017, this year of new beginnings. And as you've heard me talking before, it's all about us moving into higher contribution in the world, using our gifts, our talents and abilities really to make that positive impact, leaving that footprint, for people to benefit from in bigger ways. And so for many of the clients that I've been dealing with lately, some of them, the mentoring clients at the end of last year, as well as those who I started in mentoring now as 2017 started, it really has been an underlining kind of theme to things. And it is in terms of this realization of the self, of knowing that they are these beautiful mediums who are learning to uncover what their gifts are about, and also how it is that they want to use their gifts and talents as a medium in moving forward in life. There is this old ideology or this concept that mediumship is about talking to dead people. And I'll tell you that within the world and how everything has evolved, mediumship has evolved as well. And to understand that it's not just defined as communication with those who have crossed, that mediumship is actually a channeling of spirit, which, when I'm speaking of spirit, is the essence of the all that is, the highest form of spirit, and not, as I said, confined or limited to just loved ones who have crossed. Many people that like myself, you know, I am a channel, and so I do have this ability to tap into all of, you know, the powers that be in terms of, you know, what we would think of heaven to really consist of. But it's more than just, you know, loved ones. You know, there are these beings there that love us so unconditionally, whether they be in form or understood as angels or guides, whether they be masters, whether they be ascended masters, whether they be galactic beings. There's people who have an ability to tap in and bring forward wisdom and information from the universe. You know, even for my own self, this ability to be able to speak from a place of all that is, what we can define as, or say as God or of God or whatever consciousness or belief, you know, within it. There's a higher elevation of access, I guess, in terms of what a medium is able to actually call upon or bring forward. And so I'm on I have this new, this new passion for the 2017, or this new commitment or mission to really begin to redefine what it means to be a medium. Because I know that, you know, there can be a lot of fear, and there's a lot of judgment, and there's a lot of things that can prevent us from stepping into using our gifts and abilities in a way that is going to not only benefit of our own lives, but benefit for the world. And there's a huge push from soul. There's a huge, you know, this recipe for who you are, this way that you've been created to be, we're being called out. and it's time to come out of the closet. It's time to, you know, stand 2 feet in who we are and to be living that with purpose and on purpose. And this underlining theme, as I spoke about a moment ago, in all of the people I've been working with lately, have been these mediums not only learning about their gifts, talents, and abilities, but really recognizing how it is that they want to use them. You see, the number one thing that I want you to hear, and as I told each of them, was how you choose to use your gifts and abilities is completely up to you. Your ability to access information from the other side, from angels and guides, and in whatever capacity that it is that you work, your ability to be able to do that is so that you can gain the wisdom and have the resources and information flowing through to you. But you don't need to tell people where it's coming from, how you're getting it, what's playing out. I like to think of it, the fact that, you know, some of the ways that we begin to diversify in the work that we do really allows us to step forward in being who we are without the need of needing to be obligated to say where it's coming from or how it is that we know this. I think more than anything, you know, I know in my own life, it's made me look like a really smart person. And I mean, I think that's pretty cool, you know? So, you know, my work has been shifting. And just as, of course, with everything that changes and evolves within the world, when I first started doing work as a medium, my primary offering was about readings, was about helping the grieving in, you know, whether it be coaching people, you know, offering readings to really help them to heal, to understand, to get higher perspective, and so that they could move forward in their life. And that was really important to me. But what I found in all of those readings that I was doing is I was sitting with grieving people who were mediums that began to, you know, divulge to me that they have these things going on, that they were having experience with spirit. And so my work really began to shift from helping, you know, those in terms of just as the grief aspect of it, to actually begin to help mediums understand their own emotions, how to navigate and deal with their emotions, as well as how to differentiate what was theirs, what was coming from spirit, what was picking up from the collective. And so for that reason, you know, my work has shifted from a place of being that person to just sit and do readings for people into a place of really becoming a medium's medium, where it seemed, you know, the ever-evolving aspect of the work that I was doing, more and more people coming forward, revealing to me about, you know, the secret that they've been holding on to. And so one of the things that I've learned is, you know, for us to really, when we look at how we are evolving as mediums and how it affects us personally, is to begin to take a look at what the theme is in your life, the things that keep showing up, the concepts that keep repeating themselves, because our life and the readings we do hold messages for us. And so just as, you know, spirit was always bringing these people to me who weren't just grieving, but were grieving loved ones and who had these gifts and abilities, I began to really understand that there was a little bit of a theme that was being created here. And so this represents, you know, the universal shifts that are occurring as well. And so when we look at the idea of being a medium as being someone who only talks to dead people, it really does limit what that definition of what it means to be a real medium. And so, you know, we can look at some of the things in terms of how that's been labeled upon us. This, I have still to this day have, you know, a lot of people contacting me for a reading, and I love it. I mean, I don't turn anyone away, but the primary focus of my work is, again, is helping mediums who are mediums so they can do the work that they're doing in the world. It has gone from sitting and doing readings to speaking, to writing, to using my gifts as a way to kind of forge my own path. So, you know, we really do evolve, you know, as I said, within it. And what I noticed most happening really significantly over the last few months is that mediumship is moving from the traditional expectations, and it's moving into a much broader definition that really, as I said, includes the ability to channel angels and guides and masters. It's about inspired writing. It's about, you know, I've worked with mediums who are these incredible artists who are able to use creative art and painting as a way to bring forward messages. You know, there's so much more that that begins to take hold, or that begins to work through us. And I bring up the painting for a reason, because if you can identify with the fact that an artist uses many different kinds of mediums in which to create their picture. They use charcoal, they use watercolor, they use pencil, they use oil, they use all kinds of different things. I mean, even some artists we know use scraps of paper and can, you know, put the scraps of paper together in this beautiful, beautiful picture. And so to recognize that an artist uses many different mediums in which to create their art. Who we are as mediums, as a channel, we are being used by the powers that be, so to speak, as the medium in which the message comes through. And so however it is that you feeling most guided to use your gifts, it's time to use them and not so get caught up too much in terms of what the expectations are, or to think that because you're a medium that right away there are mandatory, like it's mandatory that you do readings for people. It's actually not. We actually have free will. We get to use our gifts and abilities in whatever way we choose to use them. And there's no obligation here whatsoever to just limiting it to just connecting with, you know, loved ones who have crossed. Now, please know that as I have always said in every one of my retreats and every time I teach the basics and intermediate and advanced programs within mediumship, every time I share what I know in regards, I always, you know, say this one thing, and that is that how we get to use our gifts is entirely up to us, and we can use mediumship. In fact, mediumship is the most healing modality that is out there. So how great is it for us who have these gifts to be able to know that the only training we've really ever had was just being who we are? You know, because all the mediums that I work with have already had experiences with spirit. You know, it's already happening. There was no actual training or anything that they needed to do for this to begin to happen. So this is a natural and innate ability at the very core of who we are. You know, we can look at it from an astrological standpoint. And I mean, in every astrology chart that that I'll look at in someone who has these gifts, there are definite indications within the astrological layout for people who have these gifts. And so it's really the recipe of who we are. And it is the most healing modality. So if you choose to use your gift in order to do readings for people, to help them in their time of need and in grief, then that is brilliant and beautiful. And that's exactly where I started. That's exactly, and I still do that to some part today. But again, it's not the primary focus of the work that I do. So as I'm saying, you know, we're really moving out of that old way. There's a global shift that is pushing us to move forward. And it represents the fact that there is this call for all of us to really utilize who we are of the highest potentials in order to help to make that positive contribution on humanity. So we can look at different things, you know, in terms of some of the ways that you can do work as a medium. As I said, you can do private sessions, you can sit and do readings, but you might be guided to share your messages publicly. I know that certainly has been it for me, that I went from this place of just doing readings to suddenly, you know, working with mediums as they're learning and understanding their gifts and abilities, to suddenly doing workshops, to speaking, to writing, to blogging, to doing all of these things publicly. And it was this natural progression, or this natural growth within, you know, within my role, I guess, as a medium. If you enjoy doing private readings, awesome. I think that is, like I said, the most healing modality out there. However, you might be guided to move away from just doing the private parts and doing something more public. It might be a way to put you, you know, in a group reading all of a sudden, that your, you know, spirit begins to guide us and direct us into a place and to use our gifts in a format that is going to really honor who we are, where we're comfortable, but also in terms of how we choose to show up and use our gifts. And so these transitions that are taking place, this, you know, this idea of mediums being just speaking to dead people, just doing fortune telling, you know, really has really dissolved. Truly, it's gone out. It's out of style. Really. So we've been moving through this transition, and this is really, you know, when you look back to some of the evidence that started to be revealed, the life after death, you know, the great leaders who came before us, who, you know, they were very courageous in taking the stage on television, on radio. You know, we can look at people like, you know, Sylvia Brown being one of those people. I remember watching her when I was a young girl. You know, I think it was, you know, on the Montel Williams show many, many, many years ago. And, you know, really looking at these people who stepped forward when it really wasn't the norm, when there was still a lot of judgment. Today's day and age, what's so beautiful now is that people are much more open. There are a lot more people coming forward or being called forward to embrace their gifts and start using them publicly. And so it can seem like there's more and more mediums all the time, but the truth is there's not more mediums. We've always been here. It's just that now we've got more freedom to be who we are in the world. And a lot of that, you know, goes into gratitude, as I said, to these people who came, these courageous ones that came before us. So really, you know, because so many mediums are coming forward all at once, it's creating this almost this niching effect. It's like, how do we stand out in who we are? How do we offer something that is unique? And how do we distinguish ourselves from other people? Because, and that's really what has moved so many people out of the old traditional models or idea of what mediumship was. So I know that there's more and more people, you know, coming forward all the time. I see them every single day with the work that I'm doing, the conversations that I have. And this really is about now that we're forging a new path in terms of how mediumship is recognized and how we are seen as mediums. And it's really an important time. 2017, as I said, this time to become more visible, this time to begin to allow our, you know, the truth of who we are, this part of us at the deepest core to come forward. And this is, as I said before, a calling, but it's more important, so much so that it's actually something that's bigger than all of us. And to even say, you know, it's not like we go out in a day and we're going to choose to be a medium one day. It's something that actually has chosen us. It's something that we actually chose before we even incarnated. And so this now, it becomes now, it's like time. It's time to change the mentality. It's time to change how we look at mediums. And it's also time, honestly, for us to really give freedom to each other to be the unique individuals that we are without the judgment of how it needs to work and who's a medium and who's not. This is not about judging. This is about being in allowing of each of us to show up as we are guided in the choices that we are making and to be free within the work that we're doing. It's not about diminishing the work that we're doing. It's not about mediumship becoming something that is brand new. It's about allowing us to be who allowing each other to be who we are and to express our knowledge, our wisdom, and use our gifts and talents in a way that honors who we are. And it can be different. And so I see a lot of judgment happening. It's like, oh, don't go see her because she's not really very good. She didn't connect with my dad, and she didn't tell me when he died or what his name was. And it's really, we're moving beyond that. There are some really amazing mediums out there who can bring forward the validation to prove life after death. And there are other mediums who go beyond that, who it's not about proof or validation. It's about how can I use what I know and what spirit is showing me in order to do some work that is really, you know, will make a difference in my unique style and in my unique way. And so, as I said, if you're out there and you're listening and you're scared to be of your gifts, because I know many people are, if you don't want people to know, I want to reassure you that there are ways of stepping into your gifts and talents and abilities and utilizing your connection with spirit to make a positive difference in your own life and to help other people without the need to, really define how it is that you know what you know or where the information is coming from. And you know, and truly, if you want to, how you want to, where you want to, you know, becomes a part of it. There are more and more people in this, you know, the old label of being a medium now has moved into the fact that we've got intuitive counselors, we've got spiritual-based coaches, we've got energy healers, and we've got angel channelers. We've got all of these people coming forward in these unique, diversified ways who at the core are mediums. But you don't have to proclaim to the world that you are a medium. You know, if you go on my website, the first page of my website, I'm an inspirational speaker. I'm a self-empowerment consultant that I've diversified in a way that I can still use my gifts and abilities to help people in this world without being under the collective idea of what it means to be a medium. And I think that for a lot of people, this is where we begin to really struggle inside of our own self. We really want to step forward. We've got all of this stuff going on. It's causing us all kinds of distress in our life. And that this labeling or society's mold has really been holding us back from being able to do that. And so now you may feel that it might just be time for you to show up in a way that's unique to you without, as I said, needing to really fall under the category or the definition of what it means to be a medium. This is big, you know, for the world right now. And the titles are, as I said, are becoming less important. There is such a call and such a need for the wisdom, the information, the guidance, the direction to come through, that the need for this is bigger than the need to know where it's come from. And I think that it becomes important, you know, whether you can say that you're psychic, that you're doing healing, that you're the mediumship traditions have been for you, that again, it's not about so much the one-on-one things anymore, but in terms of what it is that we can offer to the hundreds, to the thousands. And it is time to change. It really is time to change the definition. It's time to begin to recognize each other for our own uniqueness and our talents and our gifts, and knowing that they may be a little bit different, but that they're not wrong. We didn't get it wrong. That each of us have a different calling towards how it is we're choosing to serve with using our gifts as a medium. Whether, as I said, you want to write, you want to speak, you want to do readings, you want to blog about it. Like, I mean, there's so many things. And it's important to know that, you know, however you choose to do it is going to be the contribution. And this is, it's not like you have to do readings in order to be the contribution. You can be the contribution in so many other ways, even if it is not even working professionally, but just being able to help people immediately in your own life to give them new perspective, greater wisdom, or help them to grow in awareness of, you know, who we are as little humans in this very spiritual, moving forward world. So I do want to talk about, this some more. I'm going to get in. I know I've kind of babbled and hit all different things. I'm really going to steer it in after the commercial break a little bit to really help bring in some clarity in how it is that you can diversify, how it is that you can really work with spirit to create some direction and get some idea of what that can even look like. I'm going to talk about that after the commercial break, but I also want to talk to you after the commercial break. So if you feel that you would like to share in conversation with me, by all means, give me a shout, and we can talk a little bit further in detail in terms of what being a medium is for you. The number is 248-809-3475. I can help you in whatever way that, you know, you feel this call, you know, how it is that you step forward, how you deal with, you know, criticism or judgment, because that's a big thing. But how it is that you can really honor what you know is right and true for you, and how you can kind of just allow the rest to no longer have a hold on you. So I'd love to talk to you. 248-809-3475. It's all things mediumship today on the show.
If you've noticed, but we got a lot of food in this country. A lot of peaches, a lot of corn, a lot of apples, a lot of everything. We've got so much food that we can't even eat it all. So if we got all this extra food, how are 17 million kids in America struggling with hunger? I just don't get it. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks gathers surplus food and gets it to the hungry kids who need it. They can get you food even if you live in Idaho or Alaska or somewhere crazy like that. This isn't complicated. We got extra food and we've got hungry kids. Feeding America's done the math. Now it's your turn. Support Feeding America in your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. I know you got internet on your phone, so what are you waiting for? We can't do it without your help. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
I want to thank my mommy for loving me so much, for taking me out to the park, for reading me books, for taking
me to the doctor when I broke my foot in ballet rehearsal,
for leaving me alone when I wanted to be alone.
And now, as a grown-up, I'm thankful for being able to take care of you, my dear mom, for having the chance to take you to the park, for reading you those books we enjoy so much, for being able to take you to your therapies after you twisted your ankle, for understanding that sometimes you simply want to be alone.
Roles change without us noticing. And in your new role, we help you help. Visit aarp.org/caregiving to get practical health and wellness tips to provide even better care for your loved one. Remember, visit aarp.org/caregiving. AARP, we help you help. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
If a disaster struck right now, what would you and your family do first? Would your kids know what to do? How would you get in touch with them if you're separated and your cell phone isn't working? Don't wait until a disaster strikes to figure it out. It's your responsibility to make a plan for you and your family ahead of time. To learn how, take our readiness challenge at nyc.gov/readynewyork or call 311 for information. Brought to you by the New York City Office of Emergency Management and the Ad Council.
You're so annoying.
You're so annoying.
Stop copying me. Mom, tell her to stop copying me.
Mom, tell her to stop talking to me.
Kids will spend 10 minutes copying everything their sibling says.
You're such a doofus.
How about 2 minutes to brush their teeth? Brushing for 2 minutes now can save your child from severe tooth pain later. For fun 2-minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2min2x.org. 2 minutes, twice a day. I have the time.
Mom!
A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ad Council.
Lighten up. Don't take it so seriously. Lighten up. Trust the mystery. Lighten up. It doesn't matter anyway, just enjoy your life. Get out of your way, lighten up.
Now back to Lighten Up with Bonnie Wirth on Empower Radio.
All right, my friends. So, you know, we're really transitioning from the old labels of what it means to be a medium. And most mediums that we see around us happening aren't really calling themselves mediums anymore. As I said, our titles are growing. There's something that's becoming unique about who we are as individuals and how we're using our gifts in the world. There's a more softer, fluid feel behind what it is that, you know, we're doing. As I said earlier, there's a lot more intuitive counselors. There's spiritual coaches, energy healers, angel channelers. There's, you know, softer ways of being able to bring forward this ability to be a medium. The word psychic medium even creates a stigma, like it's old fashioned. The moment you hear psychic, you know, anything, you immediately think that there's this person sitting in a back room, you know, with a crystal ball and a headscarf, right? doing readings for anyone who comes off the street. And that's actually not what's really going on anymore at all. Within the way things are moving now, within the new energies, within the new paradigms, and as we step forward into 2017 of this year of new beginnings, now mediums are becoming more selective about the image that leads them, you know, based on, again, some way to they filter out how they want to be received a little bit, so that they do have the best interactions for everyone, you know, especially for themselves. So, you know, those ideologies, as I said, of who we are as mediums are changing. And so it's become very important now that we're much more careful about who we allow into our energy, you know, when we do, and also to know whether we need to. That also becomes really important, because recognizing that our energy, our emotional state, our health, and our well-being is sensitive because we are so sensitive. And so it really becomes less and less about who, you know, what other people's expectations are of us, and has come back into a place of how do we honor who we are, our sensitivity, our gifts, and still be the contribution. And this has allowed us to really, and for lack of a better word, I know I'm repeating myself again, but to really diversify, or to look at showing up in the world, you know, in a different way, or in a way that is unique to who we are. We can look at things, you know, in the old ways of doing things, of sitting down and just looking for impressions and, you know, how spirit is speaking to us or how we're receiving. And I think that first off, to understand what it means to be a medium is to recognize that what sets us apart is that we are psychic, but we do not rely on psychic abilities in order to connect with spirit. As a psychic, psychics perceive energy. They perceive the past, the present, the future. There's a perception based on the energy of the person that they're reading. As a medium, what sets it apart in terms of mediumship is that we are receiving information from spirit, from loved ones, from angels, from guides, from God. We're receiving information. We receive impressions. We are in communication as a channel with the other side. There's nothing, you know, we need to perceive upon a person, because we're receiving the information, and it really is what's significantly different. The other part, you know, to know that in terms of mediumship, that you're going to see how it's evolved in the sense of what brings you fulfillment. And I think that's, as I said before, when we begin to look at really honoring who we are, our energy levels, who we're choosing to serve, how we're choosing to serve, because this is really what gets us stepping out of the old idea of, as I said, just somebody just sitting and doing readings, because we are looking now of how do we honor all that we are. And how can we create and diversify within the regular platforms that have been used so that we can continue to do the work, but in new avenues and in new ways, and really get paid for our time and our services as well. There is an expectation of the public that that when they can, you know, of how the reading needs to go, what needs to happen. There is an expectation that, you know, most mediums should work for free or have low costs or no costs. And so this can also be difficult for people to really move forward and to transition from what would be their 9-to-5 job into launching a career as a medium under whatever umbrella they choose at full time. And so this is about so many people now wanting to get out of those old definitions, to get out of what was and to be who they are in the world. And as I said before, it's time more than any time ever in the scope of history for us to be able to do that. And so when you look at the being able to create your platform for using your gifts, whether that platform be in readings for people, we actually get to have a say. And most mediums don't realize this at all, but we do get to have a say. We get to have a say on who we want for clients and who we don't want. I know for my own self, mediumship for me is not about entertainment. And so it's not about the people that are curious and just want to, you know, are off for a great giggle or just to do something wild and crazy one day. For me, mediumship has deeper meaning than that because of the healing that is given or is offered through the sessions. It's something that must be honored. So I know for me that my clients, you know, I've set the intention that my clients be those who are able to honor my gifts and talents as I have honored them. And it's not, for me, it's not about entertainment. For me, it's not about needing to prove life after death. For me, it is about helping someone to heal. You know, ultimately, what is the highest and greatest good that my gift can bring to the lives of others? And that is about helping someone to move forward positively in their life, to be able to find health and well-being in a way that maybe they haven't been able to. And that, you know, so for me, I have really stepped away from, and I didn't in the beginning. In the beginning, please know, I was like every other person out there. I was that person who was doing readings. I was doing, I would get called to do group public readings, you know, instead of people having a clothing party, they'd have a medium party and, you know, friends would gather and get together. And it was for me, although it was amazing and wonderful and people did get a lot out of our time together, it really had me. Well, one, I was really being judged every time I put myself into there. There were, you know, jokes being made about me or about things. And that whole idea of using my gift for entertainment really left a bad taste in my mouth. And so, you know what? I don't even offer public readings anymore. Not because I'm not capable of doing it. Oh my gosh, yes. And I'll tell you, I know that I'm very good at what I do. However, it really became of, how is this fulfilling me? That's one of the things when you're thinking, maybe you're already doing readings, you're already in that place where you're working and you're showing up every day and maybe working as full time. You know, I want you to pay attention, as I said at the start of the show, to the themes that start playing out. One of the biggest things is, you know, the reoccurring patterns, the reoccurring messages that you have, even some of the guidance and information that spirit, the instructions that spirit is giving, you know, to an offering to your clients over time can actually represent maybe book ideas, blog ideas, provide, you know, some insight into what's really needed in the marketplace or how it is that you can be a contribution in a way that someone else isn't already being that. And that's really for me, as I said, where my work evolved from just sitting one-on-one with people to recognizing that it was like every second person that was coming was saying, oh, I'm a medium too. I'm a medium too. I'm a medium too. And so I realized that Spirit was bringing those people to me in order to help me to learn how to expand and diversify into work that became more fulfilling for me. So pay attention there. I think one of the biggest things that for me was about, you know, if you're sitting and doing a reading and they have less and less meaning to you, then take it as a sign that you're being guided away from doing those private appointments. And it's okay to shift up and change things in what you're offering as services. That, you know, Spirit, as you're growing and evolving in your gifts and talents and abilities, and as the world is ever changing, that, you know, there's a call from Spirit to sometimes change what it is we've been doing or how we've been that contribution. As much as I love, I love connecting with Spirit. I love the healing that I get to witness and what takes place in front of me. So even though the sessions are incredible, what I had been finding previously was that when I would have a client, I almost did that, oh, I have a client kind of feeling. There was a heavy weighted energy that presented itself at that time. And so then I'd have to build myself up into a place of saying, I'm grateful for this. This is awesome. You know, of course, financially, this is meeting, my needs. And put myself into that energy where my client got here. And then my client, we'd have this amazing reading and it was wonderful and they were happy and they left clicking their heels. But for me personally, I was noticing that I was less and less fulfilled in the work that I was doing. So pay attention, because if it feels like that it's heavy for you, if it's feeling like it's almost redundant, or if you're really struggling to have energy for your readings, again, just let that be a sign and recognize that perhaps Spirit is guiding you to look for a way to deliver your messages, in new ways and in new areas. And that's for me when, as I said, it moved from just being just the reading into more of the idea of the teaching, the mentoring programs. And I need me now to be in the midst of the mentoring and helping other mediums to really utilize and realize their gifts and to be able to support them in moving forward, you know, in creating their businesses, in leaving their 9-to-5 jobs and allowing their careers to unfold, to writing their books, to lyrics of music, to poetry. The things that begin to take place is awe-inspiring to me. And so that's, you know, here it's like this new filled passion and this new energy for every day when I wake up and go forward into those client sessions. So it's about really taking a look at, you know, what am I doing now? What's fulfilling me? What maybe needs to, you know, what is Spirit guiding me towards? What is perhaps bigger, you know, than what I've been doing? I think for most mediums, one of the things that, as I said, there's this real push happening, this real call, is that we are being encouraged to get more public about what we do. And it's important for it's important not only for our own self. I can tell you, my friends, that in me being able to actually articulate and say out loud that I am a medium and I can say it and do the work that I'm doing and show up every day in owning the truth of who I am, completely embracing it, that I have more happiness, more energy, more joy in my life than I had ever thought possible before. When we're holding back and we're hiding and we're not wanting to own it, when we're trying to fit into a mold or conform in any way, we suffer, and we suffer emotionally, mentally, as well as spiritually. And so, you know, Spirit is pushing. There is this huge push from the other side for us to start working in more of a public format. And so, again, you may find it, you know, useful for yourself to take a look at what format do you feel most fulfilled and comfortable with. And again, it can be the private format, because there is a need for that as well. But there is also, You know, if you feel this, a call to write, I often say that writing for me is like breathing. Words and I, you know, we're the same one. And so for me, writing, there are things that I write that I share public. There are things that I write that are private. The writing, of course, you know, moving forward and coming through my book, there's ways to write and to be a contribution through writing without having to be a published author. There's things you can, you know, share your insight and wisdom simply on a Facebook post. Start speaking truths. Start speaking your truth. Start being more forthcoming in terms of, you know, getting out there publicly. And I know that it's difficult. I understand that to the core in the way that we can be judged, or the how uncomfortable it can be for our families, or, you know, our communities even. And so with that, as I said earlier, you don't need to say where, you know, where it is you're getting it, but speak the words. I am a medium, even to your own self. You don't even have to proclaim that publicly, but for you to be able to stand in front of the mirror and completely understand who you are, your gifts, your talents, your abilities, and how it is that God has created you to show up in this world. When you can look yourself in the eye and you can love the person you see there in totality, that's what matters. It's not about you speaking publicly, I am a medium, but speak it to yourself and then let your wisdom, let your knowledge, and let your message then become shared publicly. You don't have to say, so the angels are telling me today. You can simply say, you know what I feel? Own the message. The own the messages that are coming through you. Even though you are getting them from angels and guides, you might be getting them from loved ones in spirit, own them, because they're coming through you. You are the medium that is being used by the heavens for the information to come forward. So in that, allow yourself to be a part of owning, with authority even, what it is that you're sharing, your wisdom. It's your wisdom because it comes through you. It's your, you know, it's your insight because it's insight that's being brought forward through you. And so create, I'm going to say, it's really about now, we're creating a sense of normalcy with this. This is about the norm. This new wave of mediums isn't about just sitting in and being held hostage under an old paradigm or old ideals of what it means to be a medium. It's about understanding how your gifts and talents work, how it is that you receive information from spirit, and how it is that you choose to share that with the world. But more than anything, it's about sharing it with the world. People need this information. They need to know that there's other options. They need to know higher perspective. There's a saying that I heard long, you know, many years ago, that the person with greater awareness has greater responsibility. And that has always remained with me, because I do believe to a part that that is true, that we do have greater awareness to what plays out within the universe, what happens on the other side, what the greater wisdom and knowledge is in terms of helping us in, as individuals on a journey, as humans in life and perspectives. And that because of this, we do have greater responsibility to be able to ensure that that message gets out there. The greater, you know, the person with the greater awareness has greater responsibility. And so I really own that with integrity and hope and pray every day that, you know, something I say either on the show today or something I say in one of my classes or even the mentoring sessions or my speaking events will make a positive difference in somebody's life. That something that I have to say will help them to have hope and to know that there's greater possibilities for them than maybe what they've been feeling or dealing with. And so mediumship, you know, really is about embracing our gifts, is about coming forward and really naturally allowing ourselves to be who we are in the world. And there is a huge industry boom right now. And, you know, I believe that there should be a medium on every corner, just like there is a hairdresser on every corner. There should be a medium on every corner, that people have options, have places to go, and have counsel to you know, have some place to get counseled in terms of what they're dealing with, and to help them, you know. And so maybe that's you. Maybe it's time for you to begin to show up in new ways, to begin to share that message, and to not worry so much about what other people are doing, but allow what you're choosing to do to be unique and all you. Again, I want, you know, I can babble and talk for all kinds of time. And I, again, if you would like to talk to me and share a little bit in conversation about what it means to be a medium, what you've realized within, you know, your own journey, or maybe you have some questions about your journey, by all means, give me a shout. The number is 248-809-3475. And I would love to talk to you. Remember that your voice, your questions are a voice and can provide answers for so many other people that are tuning in. Alrighty, so where are we going from here? It's so much fun. On a sidebar, I keep going. I feel like I'm being pulled in all directions sometimes. But truly, if we can look at things in terms of, you know, knowing that this universe is abundant, and that making money as a medium is okay. Let you know, there, we can still be humble, we can still be who we are, but money is energy, and the more energy you gain as you grow in your journey, the more that you're able to serve. And I know that there's so many mediums. This is a big thing for a lot of the people that I work with, that feel guilty about taking money from other people, that don't feel that they deserve remuneration for their services. And I want to help you to maybe change some of that thought, in understanding that your time and your energy is of value. Your gifts, you know, every time we say no to it, we are undervaluing our gifts. And so if you can honor your gifts in a way that not only allows you to express them into the world, but to actually receive some remuneration for them, the more that your gifts will be honored. Every time we dishonor them by thinking that they're not good enough, by criticizing that we're not getting it, or condemning the fact that we have them. You know, I hear a lot of mediums do this, who are, you know, it's such a torment, it's such a burden, and it's such a problem to have these gifts. Every time you dishonor them in that way, they will continue to be dishonored. Dishonored whether through your experiences with spirit, dishonored by people in your community, in your family. And, you know, the universe provides, you know, really that the like energy or the like experiences. And when we even refuse to take money for our time and in sharing our gifts, that we are, as I said, devaluing them. So take a look at the value you place upon them. I always encourage people to know, you know, that money is energy, and it's one of the most easiest forms of exchange of energy that we have. I would love to be able to pay my bills on love alone. Truly, I would. Unfortunately, that doesn't happen, you know. I mean, just to send the power company, you know, big Care Bear stare and say, oh, thank you for, you know, having power today. It would be great to be able to do that. But when you're looking to, you know, you're working as a professional, and this is a part of, you know, your ability to step away from the traditional 9-to-5 jobs and do this as a fulfilling career, you must be fulfilled even financially for it. And so, you know, look at, how do you speak about your gifts? Are you honoring them? Are you criticizing them and running in fear and trying to resist them? Because if you are, I'm going to tell you, they're not going to go away. You were born to be a medium. It's a part of your soul makeup. There are contracts in place that you said, yes, I will be a leader. Yes, I will step forward, and I will help to bring new information to the world of what it you know, of being able to validate life after death and to be able to create reunions of spirit and of humans. And yes, I'm going to choose to do that. And so it's never going to go away. And so learning how to embrace it, learning how to understand it, and learning how to thrive and work with your gifts and talents is ultimately where, you know, the greatest of happiness, as I said, comes from. So for any of you tuning in, if you need a little help with that, remember, I am like the medium's medium. I am someone who does mentor and help people just like you to be able to find that healthy balance in honoring who you are as a medium, in honoring your gifts, talents, and abilities so that you can truly thrive in life. So with saying that, I've only got a couple minutes left of the show, so I'm talking even faster. Can you tell? I do have some courses that I'm going to be announcing shortly. Stay close to my website, bonnieworth.ca. I've got everything from the intermediate, the basic, the intermediate, and working through into an advanced retreat. So if you're something you're interested in doing with me, I would love to take you on a journey to really help you uncover, you know, how amazing you are and how incredible it is to be a medium. If you're looking for mentoring in any way, shape, or form, I can help you with that too. So from my heart to yours, sweet, beautiful people, sweet, beautiful mediums, I want you to have a blessed and beautiful day. Bye for now.